Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics across the entire specification, the use of musical elements. Whether you're heading into your listening and appraising exam or polishing your composition portfolio, understanding how these elements work, and more importantly, how to talk about them, is absolutely essential. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get started. First things first. The OCR exam board wants you to be able to identify, describe, analyze, and compare musical elements across all the areas of study. That means Area of Study 2, Popular Music, Area of Study 3, Traditional Music, Area of Study 4, Western Classical Music, and Area of Study 5, Music for Stage and Screen. The elements apply everywhere, and the examiners are looking for you to make those connections. Now, the golden mnemonic you absolutely must know is DRP Smith. Say it with me, DRP Smith. Each letter stands for one of the 8 core musical elements. D for dynamics, R for rhythm, P for pitch, S for structure, M for melody, I for instrumentation, T for texture, and H for harmony. During your reading time before each extract plays, mentally run through DRP Smith and ask yourself what you're going to listen for. This is the single most effective listening strategy you can use. Let's now go through each element in detail, because knowing the vocabulary is what separates a grade 4 answer from a grade 8 answer. Starting with D, dynamics. Dynamics refers to the volume and intensity of the music. But here's the key. Don't just say it gets louder. Use the correct Italian terms. Forte means loud. Piano means soft. Mezzo forte is moderately loud. Pianissimo is very soft. Fortissimo is very loud. When the music gradually gets louder, that's a crescendo. When it gradually gets softer, that's a diminuendo or decrescendo. A sudden loud note is called a sforzando, often written as SFCZ's examiners will award marks specifically for using these terms rather than vague descriptions. So instead of the music gets louder at the end, right, the piece builds to a fortissimo climax through a sustained crescendo in the final 8 bars. Moving on to R, rhythm. Rhythm is about time, beat, and duration. Key terms here include tempo, the speed of the music. If it speeds up, that's an accelerando. If it slows down, that's a retardando or rallentando. A steady, unchanging tempo is called a metronomic or strict tempo. You should also discuss time signatures. Is it in 4/4 common time, 3/4 waltz time, or something more unusual like 5/4 or July 8th? Syncopation is a huge one. This is when the accent falls on an offbeat or weak beat, creating a sense of rhythmic surprise. You'll hear it constantly in jazz, pop, and Latin music. Polyrhythm means 2 or more different rhythmic patterns played simultaneously, very common in African drumming traditions. Hemiola is a rhythmic device where 2 bars of 3 beats feel like 3 bars of 2 beats. Listen for it in Baroque and Renaissance music. Now P, pitch. Pitch is simply how high or low a note is. But there's so much more to discuss. The range of a melody, is it wide, spanning more than an octave, or narrow and stepwise? Conjunct motion means notes move by step, creating a smooth, flowing melody. Disjunct motion means notes leap, creating a more dramatic or angular feel. You should also discuss the register. Is the melody in a high register, a middle register, or a low register? And crucially, what key is the piece in? Is it major, which tends to sound bright and happy, or minor, which tends to sound darker or more melancholic? Chromatic notes are notes that fall outside the key signature, often used to create tension or color. Next is S, structure. Structure refers to the overall plan or form of the piece. Common structures include binary form, 2 contrasting sections, A and B, ternary form, ABA, where the opening section returns at the end, rondo form, abbaccata, where a main theme alternates with contrasting episodes. Strophic form is common in songs. The same music repeats for each verse. Through composed means the music keeps developing without repeating large sections. In popular music, you'll discuss verse-chorus structure, bridges, and pre-choruses. In classical music, you might discuss sonata form with its exposition, development, and recapitulation. Examiners want you to name the form and explain how the structural features contribute to the overall effect. Moving to M, melody. Melody is the main tune, the part you'd hum or sing. When analyzing melody, discuss its shape or contour. Does it rise, fall, or stay relatively static? Is it scalic, moving by step, or does it use large leaps? Does it include ornamentation such as trills, mordants, or grace notes? Is there a sequence where a short melodic idea is repeated at a different pitch? Is there call and response where one melodic phrase seems to answer another? In vocal music, does the melody follow the natural stress of the words? These are all the kinds of observations that earn marks. Now, instrumentation. This is about what instruments or voices are being used. Be specific. Don't just say strings. Say, the first violins carry the melody while the cellos provide a pizzicato bass line. Identify the instrument families. Strings, woodwind, brass, and percussion. In popular music, identify the specific instruments: electric guitar, bass guitar, drum kit, synthesizer, piano. In vocal music, identify the voice types: soprano, mezzo-soprano, alto, tenor, baritone, bass. And crucially, do not confuse instrumentation with timbre. Timbre is the tone color or quality of a sound. The same note played on a violin and a flute has the same pitch, but a completely different timbre. Describing timbre means using words like bright, dark, breathy, nasal, reedy, mellow, harsh, or warm. Texture. This is one of the most commonly confused elements, so pay close attention. Texture describes how the different musical layers relate to each other. Monophonic texture is the simplest, a single unaccompanied melody, like a solo voice with no accompaniment. Homophonic texture is a melody with chordal accompaniment where all parts move together rhythmically. Think of a hymn or a pop ballad. Polyphonic or contrapuntal texture involves two or more independent melodic lines happening simultaneously. Think of a Bach fugue or a round like Frère Jacques. Heterophonic texture is when two or more performers play the same melody but with slight variations, common in traditional and world music. And remember, texture is not the same as instrumentation. You can have a homophonic texture played by a full orchestra or by a solo pianist. The texture is about the relationship between the parts, not which instruments are playing them. Finally, H, harmony. Harmony refers to the chords and how they progress. Key terms include consonants, chords that sound stable and pleasant, and dissonance, chords that sound tense or unstable and create a need to resolve. A cadence is a harmonic ending point. A perfect cadence, chord 5 to chord 1, sounds final and conclusive. An imperfect cadence ends on chord 5, leaving a sense of incompleteness. A plagal cadence, chord 4 to chord 1, has a gentle amen quality. An interrupted cadence, chord 5 to chord 6, creates surprise. Modulation means the music moves to a new key. This is often used to create contrast or emotional shift. Chromaticism involves using notes outside the home key to add color and tension. Brilliant. You've now covered all 8 elements of DRP Smith. Let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes candidates make. The number one mistake is describing without analyzing. If a question says, describe the texture, don't just write, it has lots of instruments. Write, the texture is polyphonic with 3 independent melodic lines in the violins, violas, and cellos, creating a dense and complex sound world. You've named the texture, described it, and explained its effect. That's the difference between 1 mark and 3 marks. The second big mistake is confusing texture with instrumentation. Remember, texture is how the parts relate. Instrumentation is what is playing. A question about texture wants you to say homophonic or polyphonic, not violins and flutes. Third mistake, vague dynamic descriptions. It gets louder, earns 0 marks. A crescendo builds from piano to fortissimo over 8 bars, creating a dramatic climax, earns full marks. Fourth mistake, not linking elements to context. In the 6 mark extended response, you must explain why a composer has used a particular element. For example, the use of chromaticism in the string parts creates a sense of unease and psychological tension, which is appropriate for a horror film score. You've identified the feature, described it, and explained its effect in context. That's what AO3, Understanding Music in Context, is all about. For the extended response question, always use the point, evidence, explanation structure. Make your point, name the musical feature. Give evidence, describe what you actually hear with timing if possible, then explain. Say what effect this creates and why it suits the genre or context. Aim for at least 3 developed PE paragraphs in a 6-mark question. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Get ready. Question 1. What does the T in DRP Smith stand for? And what are the four main texture types? Pause. The answer is texture. And the four types are monophonic, homophonic, polyphonic, and heterophonic. Question 2. What is the difference between a crescendo and a sforzando? Pause. A crescendo is a gradual increase in volume. A sforzando is a sudden, sharp accent on a single note. Question 3. What is syncopation? Pause. Syncopation is when the rhythmic accent falls on an offbeat or weak beat, creating rhythmic surprise or drive. Question 4. What is a perfect cadence? Pause. A perfect cadence is a harmonic progression from chord 5 to chord 1, creating a strong sense of resolution and finality. Question 5. Name 3 Italian tempo terms and what they mean. Pause. Examples include allegro, fast and lively, andante, walking pace, moderately slow, presto, very fast, adagio, slow and stately, moderato, at a moderate pace. Well done if you got those right. If any caught you out, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. You now know the DRP Smith mnemonic. Dynamics, rhythm, pitch, structure, melody, instrumentation, texture, harmony, and you know the key vocabulary for each element. You know the most common exam mistakes: vague descriptions, confusing texture with instrumentation, and listing features without explaining their effect. And you know the point, evidence, explanation structure for extended response questions. Remember, the examiners are not just testing whether you can hear music. They're testing whether you can communicate about music using precise, technical language. Every time you use a correct Italian term, every time you link a musical feature to its context and effect, you're earning marks. Keep practicing with past papers, use DRP Smith as your listening checklist, and always ask yourself, have I explained why? Not just what. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck in your exams. You've got this.